Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And then Lazarus, everyone knows, Luke chapter 11. And here's my favorite. Jesus himself, Mark chapter 16, 1 through 8. But I'm also going to read this scripture with that. Also write this scripture down. John chapter 10, verse 17 to 18. And I'll read that and you will love it. John 10, 17 to 18. Listen to this. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. Boy, is that powerful? Watch this. He says, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Wow. Isn't that awesome? He said he has the power to lay it down and to pick it up. So the answer was four. So we see four miracles taking place there. Okay, what was the second part of our homework?
2 Timothy 2:15 in 3 different translations.
Okay. We wanted to talk about, our series is God's Word Under Attack. And we wanted to look at this one scripture in several translations. I'll start with the King James and then you can read yours. King James reads, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Right. Now, who would like to raise their hand and give me another one, translation? Okay, Carol?
I did the New King James Version.
Okay.
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Okay. All right. Anybody next? Anybody got another one? Okay, in the back, Shelton.
What they call the common English Bible.
Okay.
Says, make an effort to present yourself to God as a tried and true worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, but is one who interprets the message of truth correctly.
All right. All right, can somebody give me another one? One more. We said three. That would be two. We need one more before we can move. Somebody else? Somebody else?
I got 5 pages. So which one?
Let me tell y'all something real quick. Miss Beverly, she's not here tonight, but she emailed me her homework. She is awesome. She doesn't even come to this church, but she's here every Wednesday. And I'm telling you, she is so tough. I actually misquoted a scripture last week, and I actually have it written down correctly here. Let me give it to you. It was 1 Corinthians 14:33. I say it 4:33. But even before I left the podium, she was on me. And that's what you need to be. And that was saying that Jesus is not the author of confusion. So you need to make sure you know that one. I need one more. I'll help you out.
Well, this one's a New International Version, but what I like about it, it's a couple's devotion.
Okay.
It says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth, which is really almost the same.
Okay. Let me read the NIV. It says, do.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.